The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Turn your love of sports into your new side hustle. I'm going to need them once again after this weekend. My God, man. Delco, you look like you've been to your own funeral today.
A lot of self-reflection.
Yeah.
A lot of asking, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
What happened?
British Open. I don't think I had one person in the top 20. Did you?
No, I didn't.
None.
Bet a lot of top 20s, didn't hit a single one.
Between you and I think we had 14 or 15 different people. Mm-hmm. Not one of them ended up in the top 20, which is virtually impossible.
I just want to file this away. I'm not going to bet on the British Open until Sunday.
Ever again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Remind me of that.
How many strokes was soft serve back, Xander Schauffele?
He was three under. I think the leader was at four to start the day. At one point, he was like three or four back, and then just boat raced the field.
I mean,
he finished nine under.
Yeah, nine under. He was amazing. I asked you this a few weeks back of whether or not that first victory of his would then propel him to win other majors.
Might have unlocked something.
Boom. And then now he's got two, and then he was second at the PGA. Mm-hmm. Is he the player of the year?
What would you rather have? Two majors, like $15 million,
mm-hmm.
or the Masters, a bunch of wins on the PGA Tour, and like $30 million?
I think when you're that rich, I would rather have the two majors.
Well, they both have two majors now, right?
No, but this year.
Right.
If we're just taking this year and this total, year alone. Yeah.
Total, Scotty has two.
Mm-hmm.
Xander has two. But Scotty only has Masters. Maybe he's a Masters merchant.
Maybe. He looked decent, though, for most of the week, mm-hmm. and then he kind of fell apart on Sunday.
Just couldn't putt.
He couldn't putt at all.
No.
And then 15, 16, he was just chucking the club wherever he wanted to. He was frustrated by it,
mm-hmm.
and it was all over. The guy who was in second, I've never heard of him in my entire life.
Justin Rose?
Oh, was he? Did he finish second?
Justin Rose finished second. Yeah.
There was a guy named Lawrence who looked like T. Trevor Lawrence.
Thurston Lawrence.
That T stood for Thurston.
It was Tristan, but it was spelled out Thurston.
Oh my God, yeah. Dude! Oh my God! And who was the brown guy? Daniel Brown.
Oh, Danny Brown.
Who the fuck is that?
He's a rapper.
Yeah, but he wasn't in this tournament. Oh, he was the white guy.
Yeah. No, he wrote the Da Vinci Code, I think.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Dan Brown.
Dan Brown. Yeah.
He played in the U.S. Shit. Open or the British Open?
Yeah,
he did pretty
good.
Well, actually. Yeah.
He was just there because there's a chapel buried under the 14th green that contains the bones of Mary Magdalene.
He writes like an eighth grader, by the way. I don't know if you've ever actually read the books. They're bad.
That's how you become huge around
the
world.
You write to the mongoloidism of America for sure. Yeah.
Look, Dan Brown got overrated in terms of like elegance or eloquence or whatever, because he was writing about like cool history things that require some research.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were like, oh, maybe it is highbrow, but it was still an airport novel. Instead of like, you know, the hot housewife fucking a field hand, it was somebody chasing after Jesus's bones or whatever.
I think the fact that you use field hand as an example shows that your family probably still owns slaves.
You should thank me for that alley-oop.
Why? Is there?
No, I'm just saying. I teed that up for somebody to
But there is. Down. So there is slaves.
Don't worry about slaves, what there is or
that's
isn't.
Fine. Yeah. That's fine.
It's Missouri.
Yes. So Justin Rose was in second with Billy Horschel. Billy Ho was in there.
Yeah, I mean, Thurston, Billy, Justin Rose, they all played well, but Xander just fucking took it.
He got into a bizarre Twitter fight last night with a writer.
Schauffele?
No, Billy Horschel.
Oh, Billy Ho, yeah.
And he just said, this guy was like, I'll never like you. I've never liked you. And I heard you're mean to people in real life. And he goes, "You don't even fucking know me." And he got in this back and forth, this bizarre Twitter battle with this writer last night.
Well, that was a pretty mean thing to say.
And then he said, enjoy your LIV tournament this weekend. I guess the guy was the writer.
Okay, yeah, I'll enjoy getting paid like $80 million for 72
hours. No, it was the writer.
The guy that don't get paid that much to cover LIV Golf.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He said that to the writer.
Yeah, he said that to the writer.
I was going to say, talking shit to somebody for going to play in their LIV tournaments. Like, I'm going to play like 18 less holes than you and get paid 10 times more money. So, yeah, I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always awkward to bring blood-soaked cash to the bank, but I would get over that very quickly.
Horschel's had a weird career. He won the FedEx Cup like 10 years ago. And he was a big prospect coming out of Florida. Like, he's had a weird kind
but
of
But he's made a
thing.
Shit ton of money.
Yeah.
That FedEx Cup win was like $15 million.
Well, yeah. If you're talking about blood-soaked cash, this Thurston Lawrence guy, that's South Africa, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
hell yeah. I'm not saying I wouldn't have any problem taking it to a bank, because that's the teller's problem at that point, the blood all over your money. Like, that's not my problem.
Yeah. But yeah, Thurston Lawrence here made $876,000 for finishing fourth.
Maybe he can buy back his family's farm.
Maybe. was unfamiliar with his game. Seen his name pop up on leaderboards here and there in DP World Tour events I've bet on. But did not know he sends it. Like, he fucking mashes the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was this course played pretty well for dudes who fucking hit long, huh?
Yeah.
And then,
Xander chase speed, and Xander hits the fuck out of the ball.
And Cam as well is hitting the fuck out of the ball, but he also can't punt.
Putt.
Cam who?
Cam Young. He started out the fucking...
But Cam Young finished like 6-0.
I know he did. He finished that way, but he started out the first round, he was crushing the ball and doing really well, but he still couldn't putt. Mm-hmm. What's up with that guy?
The guys who made the... I mean, there was one guy who actually made the cut who finished at plus 22.
The craziest stat was Joaquin Niemann, after three rounds, would have been leading the tournament if he didn't make two holes of 10 over total.
Yeah.
Like, he went 5 over on the par three, and then he went 5 over on 11, I think. So, 10 over total on two holes.
So, what's left now?
What did he shoot for the rest of the tournament? Who is it?
Joaquin Niemann. Sunday, I think he kind of shot himself out of the tournament anyway, even if it wasn't for those two holes. But, I mean, the postage stamp, which was number 8.
He was 10 over for the tournament, dude. Awesome, so he would have been fucking... He would have finished in 10th place had he not for two holes. God damn, dude.
I mean, there was barely anybody under par. There was only 7 people that were under par.
Yeah.
It was fucking nuts. Cool.
It's British Open.
Yeah. I mean, I like that element of it, but it wasn't... It was kind of weird. It wasn't that exciting.
It's just there's too many elements and factors that are bizarre and weird that you have to account for, so... It's just not even better. It's not worth betting on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Maybe get a good number on Saturday or Sunday.
Maybe.
I mean, Scheffler had a good tournament. He was steady the whole time. He just like... Could've Shoffley bought. Had that fucking killer last round. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Somebody shoots 65 in those conditions. What are you going to do?
And nothing. Xander, I mean, he's been consistent his whole career, really. Mm. He's showed up at majors. Now he's finally winning. So
it's interesting to see which dudes are able to put 4 full rounds together and which can't. Because there's some dudes that are like really good golfers, but they can't do it for 4 days in a row at all. Like Cam Young will never do it for 4 days in a row. Yeah.
Right now, Justin Thomas is struggling to do four days.
Yep.
But Shoffley does it. Fucking Scheffler
does it.
He does it all the time.
It's nice, though, we kind of have a bit of a rivalry brewing. Mm-hmm. You know, two guys that are on par with each other at this point.
They'll be the top two in the rankings as far as the FedEx Cup is concerned, correct?
Fucking Scotty's still way ahead, but
yeah, Scotty is. I mean, like, he's this is ridiculous.
Not that it matters. You show up the last tournament, the FedEx Cup, you get like a 2-stroke lead.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's right now, he's 320,000 total points ahead, which is the average points, which they really go by. He's 8.5 points ahead of Xander in second place. Which is like 17. He's at 18, and Xander's at like 11.2, basically.
But our picks, I had one guy make the cut. You had one guy make the cut, right? Like, you had Brooks.
And then, by the way,
Brooks, Koepka, and that's it.
And then, by the way, third place is Rory, all the way down at 9. So it's 18, 11, and then 9.
Yeah,
that's how far ahead Scheffler is.
Rory stunk.
He did, but
he didn't make the cut.
Yeah, a lot of guys missed the cut.
I know. It was a strange weekend. I enjoy watching it, and I love it, but this is the last major. Are they going to the Olympics now? Because golf is in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So who's going from the United States?
So we got Xander, Scotty, Wyndham Clark, and then I forget the fourth.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
They've been the best this year.
Yeah, I mean
those first three make
like
sense.
Colin Morikawa.
Oh, yeah. Morikawa. How do you lose that? I mean, anything can happen in golf.
Yeah.
It's not a team event.
It's individual.
Yeah.
So one of them is going to win gold.
Yeah, Clark, Morikawa, Schauffele, and Scheffler.
Xander's got a gold medal already.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah. He's the only one of them of the four that have been in the Olympics before.
It's relatively new, though. Mm-hmm. I think they've only done it twice.
I'm sorry. I love the Olympics.
Morikawa was in it in 2020 as well. He just didn't get any. He didn't win anything.
Okay. But that gets cranked up soon, thank God, because we're going through a serious drought here with
what about
sports.
What about the female golfers in the Olympics? Lilia Vu and Rose Zhang. I know Zhang. I've heard of her, but I don't know who this other one is.
Is Nelly Korda in it?
Is she just a UCLA golfer, or is she on the LPGA?
No,
LPGA
she's won a major.
Starts at like fucking 14.
She's won a major before, yeah. Rose Zhang's a stud, though.
Yeah, she's really good.
I guess Nelly probably is not going. She probably just decided not to go.
What about that Oka, whatever the fuck? What's her name?
There's a million of them. They're all Asian. The whole tour is Asian.
The one that can't, like, fucking do press and shit? Is she just done?
She's playing.
Is she?
Nelly, I mean, at least as of April, she was playing.
But not in the Olympics, I guess.
No,
it looks like there's only two people on the women's roster for U.S.
Nelly Korda would be number one, then.
She won gold last time.
I don't see her on here.
So...
You see?
I don't really know how the Olympics work.
There's breakdancing this year.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Their headquarters is here over at the Hope Art Installation that Homegirl runs.
Oh, yeah. Nelly Korda. It says Nelly Korda to represent Team USA. So, yeah, Korda will be there.
So why are they only showing these two bros?
Yeah, she's a defending gold medalist, so.
Shit. Put her on the fucking cover, then. What are we doing, dude? Yeah. We're showing breakdance and shit out there?
Nelly Korda. What does she look like?
Blonde.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not a babe, but she's a good looking lady.
She cleans up well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's no Charlie Hall.
And she's a fucking gold medalist, dude. That's dope as shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about breakdancing. I mean, I know, like, so you remember the woman that owned that venue downtown?
Yeah, yeah.
That Xander used to dance to? She owns that Hope Art Installation here.
Yeah.
That's where they did all their training.
Really?
The breakdancing team.
How does one train for breakdancing?
It's fucking dropping beats, dude. Putting some cardboard down,
cardboard boxes,
little sand on it, so
and then get ready.
Give them the old soft shoe.
What they got rid of wrestling for? Did they bring back wrestling this year?
They brought back wrestling.
Okay,
so wrestling is in there.
I think we should add the weirdest stuff possible.
Well, there's
like pickleball.
So pickleball was pitched.
To be honest, pickleball is a sport.
Power walking.
Like one of the things they look at when you add a new sport to the Olympics is, can it be done everywhere? Right,
pickleball,
is it something
you
that people you could put a pickleball court anywhere?
Yeah,
anywhere.
Like seriously,
we got skateboarding.
Maybe more than anything. Yeah, skateboarding's back.
Yeah, skateboarding's back in it. Looking forward to that.
That never should have gone away. To be honest, if the Winter Olympics has those events,
right?
Skateboarding is. I don't know if it's harder or not, but it's commensurate with that. Why would that not be in? Plus, younger people like draw younger people in to watch the Olympics.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know how we don't.
Younger people
have
don't give a fuck about speed skating.
Better
shit.
Handball team.
I know.
Like, every retired athlete should be on our handball team.
Even water polo, I don't know why we don't have a better team, because they're, like, every college in the United States has, a varsity water polo team.
Yeah. Well, Flava also financially supporting the women's water polo team.
Is he really?
Is that because he's got, like, baby mamas on the teams,
maybe,
or what's going on?
He just really loves women's water polo.
I think
that's
he
a weird thing
that
to get
that
involved
makes
in.
Him allowed to shower with them.
Could be.
Work for Sandusky.
It's probably why he threw the money that way.
And I can't argue with, like, if you paid for the shower.
The logic is there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's my shower. They're just using it.
Are we betting against Team USA here in basketball now?
I would maybe bet against them on spreads, but I wouldn't bet against them to win the gold.
I'm looking at it right now. So their odds just decreased on mybookie.com down to -625.
Who's better?
So they got Canada at +950.
No thanks.
They got France at 13-1. Serbia at 16.5-1. Greece at 22-1. Germany at 26-1. Australia at 32-1. Spain at 62-1. Brazil at 140-1. Japan at 280-1. No thanks.
Pass.
Puerto Rico, 360-1. South Sudan.
No.
Is 360-1. Maybe it's time we start betting on them.
I doubt it.
I watched that game. It wasn't really fucking close until the end.
Dude, they're figuring out rotations. They don't give a shit. That game is literally meaningless, right? These are warm-ups, right? They're fully qualified.
44-point spread.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Don't bet the spreads. Yeah, or bet against the spread.
Also, don't bet the spread on a fucking friendly. Are you retarded?
Man.
Not you, but this goes for international soccer play as well. Don't bet on friendlies because coaches are trying weird shit. The result doesn't matter. They're often using different lineups and different fucking progressions that they wouldn't normally use. Don't ever do that.
Now, if this was like a President's Cup format where it was the international team versus Team USA, I would say, yeah, bet the international team, but they're all spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like what? Greece has the Giannis brothers.
Yep. They've got a Giannis brother.
Is the other one not playing?
No, he's playing.
Okay.
Just not the other guy's
relevant. Good, yeah.
I mean,
France is good. Slovenia is good, obviously, with Luka.
Is France good, though?
France has Wemby Rudy.
And all those kids who just got drafted.
They have Wemby, and I think what's-his-nuts from the Spurs back in the day is playing.
Spain fell off.
Not
Tony Parker.
Ginobili? Not Parker, the other one. The one that's hold on, let me look.
Gotta be great if it was Ginobili, if he came back there. I think I'm betting against the USA.
That would be a mistake.
I watched that fucking game, man. That dude from South Sudan. South Sudan was trending number one, and I immediately was like, all right, what bomb went off there?
Ginobili,
or who got shot or killed or raped?
Oh, it's Evan Fournier. He's not. He never played for the Spurs. So Evan Fournier, Nando DiColo, Nicholas Batum, Wemby, and Rudy Gobert are all in the French
team. That team is not beating USA.
Oh, it's not going to beat the USA. I'm just saying they'll be good in the tournament.
Gobert is a total liability.
They'll be a semifinalist or a quarterfinalist probably.
LeBron was the guy they went to for the last bucket there, and he got it, but then the other guy got fouled. I mean, it was a bad foul.
It's a friendly.
And the ref, they didn't call it. So what? If it's a friendly, let South Sudan fucking celebrate.
Toss him a bone.
That would have been the only time in the history of this country they had something to celebrate, dude, other than a meal.
LeBron's not going out without a gold.
No.
It's just not. This is his last Olympics.
It's they're Steph's letting him, first.
What?
Yeah, it's Steph Curry's first Olympics. First Olympics. Probably his last.
And they're, by the way, they're letting LeBron carry the flag for all of the United States.
Good.
Name a bigger athlete.
Good. He's the best athlete in the world right now. Fucking put the flag in his hands. He's literally the American dream. He grew up in shithole fucking... He and J.D. Vance are basically the same guy, to be honest.
Like, for real. Pretty much.
They grew up in crackhead fucking town, and they grew up to be fucking wildly successful.
Then you ignore your friends from high school.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well... LeBron didn't.
No, he made him. Well, he got one of them a business degree. But
I bet he doesn't answer a couple of those phone calls.
That's what's. By the way, Kobe's best friend did a podcast.
Yeah, I heard that.
Kobe's a piece of shit.
Good.
No, he's not a piece
of
shit.
You're not entitled. You're like, well, I knew the guy in high school. He didn't fucking give me any money.
No, do you know what the fuck does that mean? Did you hear what he said on the podcast?
No, his friend and family.
I read
Kobe didn't testify for me in my court trial. It was like, why the fuck would Kobe testify and go back to high school?
Yeah, Kobe's on trial for his. Kobe's on trial for his own life.
Yeah, but he disowns where he's from. He claims Italy, or he did claim Italy.
He should. If you're from Philly, you should.
I actually did hear a more damning story about Kobe Bryant the other day on Jeff Perlman's TikTok. I forget the name of the player he got into it with, but Perlman, by the way, he's written a lot of books. He wrote the book that Winning Time's based on.
Yeah,
yeah, Perlman's a good writer,
and he wrote the John Rocker piece for Sports Illustrated, one of the best sports writers out. I forget who the guy was. It was like an end-of-the-bench dude for the Lakers. And Kobe won some shooting contest in practice, right? Everyone had to pay him $100. And he was to this end-of-the-bench dude. He's like, yo, man, where's my money? And he's like, I'll get to you later. And he's like, all right, it comes up to him later. And this one, Kobe's like 21. He's like, where's my money? He's like, I'll get to you later. And he comes up to him again on the bus. And he's like, where's my money? And the dude's like, I'll get it to you later. And Kobe punches him in the face. And the guy turns to Shaq and goes, did this motherfucker just punch me in the face? And Shaq goes, mm-hmm. And he goes, stop the fucking bus.
Mm.
And the bus gets stopped. And he's like, turns to Kobe. And he's like, get off the bus right fucking now. We're going to handle this. And he starts to walk to the end of the bus. And Kobe just sits down and starts to ignore him. And he's like, are you fucking coming? And Kobe just was like, mm-hmm. And the guy's like, yeah, that's what I fucking thought. And tells the bus to go. And then I guess later Kobe called his hotel room crying and was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Who was it?
I'll have to look it up.
Rick Fox?
I don't believe it.
It wasn't Rick Fox. It was some hard-ass dude.
Rick Fox would have beat him to death.
Yeah.
Rick Fox had
Rick Fox was like that.
Yeah.
Don't let the good looks fool you. Rick Fox
he got
was
into
a,
fights all the time. He should have been a hockey player, to be honest.
He was a fucking animal, dude.
So Spain, back to the basketball, Spain is the number two ranked WBA team right now. And their high-profile players are Hernan Gomez, who's good, but, I mean, Sergio Lull, Santiago Aldama, Xavier Lopez, some other name I've never heard of, and then Lorenzo Brown.
The Gasol brothers are not walking through that door.
That shit's over. Germany's third, Serbia's fourth, Australia's fifth. Australia, I get, they've got some talent. Canada's on there, but two of their best players, like, is SGA playing?
But he said Spain is like the eighth best odds.
Yeah, they are. They're 62-1.
This is just the WBA rankings, FIBA rankings right now.
Which is kind of like, if you look at like FIFA rankings, the US doesn't mean shit, 16th.
I mean, Canada has a bunch
but
of guys.
But France has a good team. Fucking Slovenia's got a good team.
Is SGA Canada's in Canada?
SGA, but I don't think Wiggins is playing either.
Here's who's playing for Canada. It's a good squad.
Yeah.
Kelly Olynyk, Andrew Nemhard, Jamal Murray, SGA, Dylan Brooks, RJ Barrett.
That's probably the second best team in the tournament.
Boom. Though. Bob, you're witnessing this right now. I'm going to put 100 on Canada. I am. I don't believe in this fucking USA team.
All right.
It's a bunch of fucking losers.
I'm going to push your shit
USA
in.
Will probably beat Canada in the finals. I think Canada will be a semifinalist. US, obviously, probably Slovenia, just because Luka is that dude, especially on the world stage.
Is Kyrie going to play for Australia?
Then France. I think those are the top four. Australia maybe is a dark horse, but they never can get their shit together.
Would Kyrie risk going that close to the edge of Earth?
He was born in Australia.
Would he risk going back?
I think he would.
He lives in Middle Earth now. He's not going back next to the ice wall.
That's true.
I've lost so much money on golf. Fuck it. All right.
Also, shouldn't Kyrie be playing for Israel, if anything?
Yeah, he should.
Well, he's a true Israeli.
Yeah.
He really is. $215, Bob, pays off at $2,000 for Canada.
Okay.
Fuck it, dude.
When they get bounced in the round of 16.
They won't get bounced that early.
I don't believe in USA. After watching that South Sudan bullshit,
dude,
I'm
not worried.
It was a pickup game. You need to relax with that. You're going to fucking... This is why you keep losing.
No, it's not.
It is.
They're a bunch of fucking losers, and there's no heart on that team. Who's the heart of this team?
Probably LeBron.
Yeah. No.
Oh, Ant.
It's Ant.
Yeah.
It's Ant.
They're going to turn it on.
I mean, they got fucking smoked in the playoffs. I think this is Canada's year, dude.
Ant had one of the best playoffs for a fucking sub-25 guy we ever seen in the history of the NBA.
As a Sixers fan, you should bench Joel Embiid.
Just so he doesn't get
hurt.
They
were going to work on him, dude.
So he doesn't get fucking hurt.
He's not good. Like... He's not a good fit, is what
stat
I mean.
Compiler.
He's a great player. He's just he's a bad fit for the team.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of the whole team is wings, basically, except for him.
Yep.
So what's he supposed to do? Like maybe it's a matchup thing. Maybe he doesn't start all the time, and they get one team that can't defend down low at all, and he scores 80 points.
Anthony Davis should be the center.
I agree
with that.
It's the type of thing.
He can run the floor. He can run the floor too. I wouldn't have even had Embiid on the team.
By the way, if you remember, was he on? No, he wasn't on the Redeem team. He was on the team after the Redeem team. But I remember watching him in the Olympics straight out of college, and I was just like, oh, my God. Like, he was maybe the best player on the team. Dude was, like, dunking from the free throw line just with his fucking arm.
Talking about Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was incredible in 2012.
To be honest, if you have – I mean, I guess one is none and two is one. But if you have Anthony Davis, why even have Embiid on the team? Like, if you're building a team that's all wings, that literally the entire team is wings.
Yeah.
All of them. There's a point guard or two.
Also, get Kerr out of there. Spoelstra needs to take over.
This is Canada's year, dude. They're rubbing maple syrup all over each other's cocks, dude. This is Canada's year.
I wouldn't be shocked if Canada won. They're a really good team.
I just bet them. Bob just saw it.
Well, that means they're probably not going to win.
They're definitely not going to win. We're going to push their shit
We
in.
Can't get to football fast enough here. I've lost my ass this summer, man. Just absolutely fucking
devastating. Well, we're a month and a half away now. Actually, we're a month and a week
away. We're 5 Saturdays.
Yeah.
Man. 5 Saturdays away, kids. College football starting. You can bet on college football right now on mybookie.com. Our title sponsor, promo code Drinking Bros, doubles your first deposits all the way up to $1,000. God damn it. Get off your couch. So this is the top of the show. Get into the action today. Presidential elections heating up too over there. It's not just sports. They'll let you bet on everything over there. Let's see what the fucking presidential odds are today after this weekend. Jesus Christ, what a fucking day. All right, they got Trump, it's -200. Kamala, still at 2-1 odds. Everybody came out and endorsed her today. Although Michelle Obama did shrink down to 14-1 here, which is super fucking interesting.
It's not interesting. They just want to steal idiots' money.
Mm-hmm.
Man. And then RFK Jr. is at 50-1 on this thing. Shit.
Right. I don't see Mitt Romney on here anywhere.
I don't either.
Somebody give me odds on Mitt Romney. I would take that action right now.
I would not. But look, you can bet on everything over there. They've even got the vice presidents up. Shit.
Shapiro's got the shortest odds.
Whoa, dude. They got the vice president up there. It is Josh Shapiro. Motherfucker, dude.
Oh, no. Did we just lose to Germany?
We were playing USA? Germany.
Yeah, we're down 113 to 111. I don't know if that's a final.
Oh, pop it up, baby. It's losers. They're fucking losers over there. Tell me we lost. Did we lose?
I don't know.
It's ongoing.
What's the... Go to the top of that.
They're not great with there, these, like, friendly...
Google wasn't giving me anything. Oh, it's Fall Alive, which we're in a tight battle right now.
How much time is left?
Who's on Germany?
Who knows, Dirk man? Still playing? Those Germans have a way of just popping up out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, they're probably annexed Poland.
Can you find me a current
score? Here's the game. It's in commercial right now. But
pop it up, dude. I want to see these fucking losers lose live on air. That'd be great. So VP odds are up. This is very interesting. We haven't had this before, D'Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
So they just added this morning here.
I just sprinkled Nick Saban.
For VP?
Yeah.
Yeah, smart. They're naming the stadium after him. Josh Shapiro is at 2-1. He's the favorite. Roy Cooper, that shitty governor of North Carolina. I hate that motherfucker. 2.5-1? No. Mark Kelly, it's 3.5-1. Andy Beshear, that's who I'm hearing, is Andy Beshear at 4.5-1. That might not be bad. Buttigieg is at 15-1. That's really fucking high. If you're looking for Joyce, maybe spread on that.
I would wait and see how the talking points play out over the next week. First, wait for Biden to come out and make an announcement. If he's alive.
That would be the real-life thought daughter, gay son meme.
Mm.
It really would be.
I personally don't think that Joe Biden's alive.
I don't either.
Somebody,
but we don't have those odds.
Somebody hit me up earlier and told me that Jill had to be sedated at their residence last night.
That's the rumor right now. Bobert's asking for proof of life here. I wish on my bookie there was a proof of life. I'd bet on that right
Jill
now.
Jill had to be sedated?
I'd bet on anything.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
It's just fucking dead.
No, Jill.
Yeah. Means her husband died last
year. Yeah, time. Like the story that I heard was that this is from people that are there, that it was because, well, they don't know why, but the speculation was because she was pissed that he dropped out or that he was forced out or something like that and she had to be sedated. But it would also make sense
they
if he was
her?
Dead.
Yeah, you gotta get tranked out, dude.
I don't think they hit her from across the room. I think they were like, hey, calm down, Doc.
No, do it, dude. If you could get tranked up somewhere and not know it, it'd be a blast, wouldn't it? Just the back of the leg go down?
Frankly,
I've seen plenty
of
people in Philly on trank. It doesn't look like...
Oh, you mean actually the drug trank, not tranquilizer?
No, I'm talking about tranquilizer. Yeah. I want a tranquilizer.
No, if somebody... That would be actually...
Really fun.
A really fun gag to play. Like, have, instead of like playing that stupid gay ass movie called Tag or whatever.
Yeah.
We've been playing Tag for 25 years. Let's play Tag with trank guns.
I enjoyed that movie.
Out in public.
Yeah.
Like, if you're out at dinner with your fucking family, and I just sneak up behind you, like, hey, buddy, how's it going? My hands on your shoulders. Needle.
Needle.
It's like, I'll see you in 12 hours, bitch.
See you.
You know how fucking dope that would be? I'm doing that. You guys are all on notice right now. I don't care if you've agreed to participate or not. You're all now on notice. I will drug you at any moment.
It's fair. All right, shoot. Tie ball
not
game.
Not like Ari Shaffir does, by the way.
Tie ball game in the fifth. Or wait,
in the
I thought you said it was 112-110.
It's 113-111.
78-78 on here. Yeah. Oh, that you're talking about South Sudan.
Yes, I'm watching this game.
They're struggling. Hey, guys, they're struggling everywhere because they're fucking losers, dude. Sorry. Sorry about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is September 8th. We lost 113 to 111.
Yeah, these are fucking losers here out here, guys. Sorry.
They're
struggling again today. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkerbros. Shit, I have not taken my microfactors today. I haven't been on this desk. They're sitting on this desk. This is real shit, dude. I'll take it live on air here. Here's the box. Boom, pops out a little pouch. And it's all the essentials you need. Antioxidants, CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and probiotics. Pop them in your mouth and you're good to go. Let's face it, we all don't eat the way we want to, work out the way we need to. But it is important to put the proper vitamins inside of us to keep us fucking going here on a daily basis. But they're not just a micro factor company. They're also a protein company. D'Anthony, tell them about the protein while I take these vitamins.
Yeah, it's good. Protein is their flagship product. That's what they started making. So a lot of the companies you see, what they started out is a product aggregator. You know what I mean? Like GNC and all these companies, they don't make anything, right? They just sell other people's stuff, and then they start white labeling people's stuff to make it their own. First Form started out making their own protein. That's where they got their start. That's their flagship product. It's really good. It's 34 grams of protein per scoop. I take two scoops.
Yep.
You know?
They're awesome, man. Great
they got
company.
They got the best flavors. Delco mixes it up with a cereal. But they seriously have like 20 different flavors, and they're all good.
Also, you can get some plain Greek yogurt, throw some scoops of the protein in, mix it up.
Throw some nuts in there.
It's good.
Yeah. Good to go over there. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros. Free shipping on orders over $75. Also, it is spelled with a 1. So it is 1STPHORM. That is firstform.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you $30 off your first order. Guys, if you're over 30, you're going to want to hear this. Every year after puberty, HGH, human growth hormone, the hormone responsible for workout recovery, performance, metabolism, even sex drive, starts to decline, sometimes by 50% by age 35. It doesn't matter who you are, how hard you train, how good you eat, happening to all of us. So BioPro Plus comes in. First of its kind, non-synthetic alternative to prescription HGH growth hormone treatments. All the benefits of synthetic HGH without any of the needles, side effects, or doctor visits. Best part about BioPro Plus is it works super fast, it's easy to use, and 100% safe. Been trusted by physicians since 2009, and its benefits can be felt in just days instead of months. So, if you want to fix, perform, and feel better, without all the risks of the big pharma synthetic stuff, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or click the link in the audio description and use the promo code Drinking Bros for $30 off. Going on 8-ish months of it now. Feel great. Comes in 30 little vials shipped to your house. Pop it underneath your tongue before night-night. Also makes your skin look good, which fucking rocks. It's not in here, but it's true in real life. Last but not least, DrinkingBrosTickets.com. So Benny, our partner in there, from time to time will send us some of the orders. And he goes, hey, dude, is this you who got these tickets? Mm-hmm. And I opened up the email, and it was for Limp Bizkit. I was unfamiliar that Limp Bizkit was currently on.
Yeah, that's another one we need to look into. By the way, just if you're not keeping track, in a month and a half, we'll be in Dallas for Creed.
On 9/11.
9/11.
Yeah.
Which is the day after the next debate is supposed to be.
Is it really? Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The 9/10 is the debate. 9/11 is Creed.
Wow.
Which I'll need, you know, to get back. Oof. When is Limp Bizkit coming to Texas? Hold on, let me look it up.
Let's see Limp Bizkit in their natural habitat of Jacksonville, Florida.
That would be...
I love it. Jared and I actually did a bunch of podcasts down there with the Osborne family. And we saw is it called the Rock? Rocktober or Rockfella or something like that, dude?
Rocktoberfest?
Something like that.
I have no idea.
Man. But
Toyota?
It fucking rocked, dude.
August 4th, they're in Alpharetta.
Actually, that's where I live.
They're in West Palm Beach. Hometown. They're in West Palm Beach on August 6th, but that's a Tuesday. We can't do that.
No, we can't do that.
You don't want to see Bizkit on Tuesday? They're in Tampa.
I do want to see Bizkit on Tuesday, but not. I can't fly to Tampa.
We can't leave. It's Tampa on the following day, on Wednesday, the 7th, August 7th. They're in the Woodlands, Texas on August 11th. That's a Sunday.
So Houston.
Yeah, okay. Houston. And then they're in Dallas on that Tuesday. We're not going to that.
They love playing on Tuesdays.
Why, though?
I mean, they're playing every day of the week. They have shows every day of the week.
Bizkit's back, baby.
Nobody wants to work except Limp Bizkit.
They sure don't.
Yeah. By the way, LeBron's last three possessions on offense and defense, 2 points on a drive, steal, 2 points, rebound on a missed shot, and another 2 points.
They're lazy, that's why.
Yeah, he sounds like a fucking loser.
The rest of that team is lazy. It's just him right now.
Another rebound for Bron, and he got fouled. LeBron is like taking over this game right now.
Yeah, it's because we have losers like Derek White on our team.
They're all losers over there, guys. But if you want to go to the Olympics, there's actually tickets over there. Tickets for everything on DrinkingBrosTickets.com across the board. It doesn't matter what event it is. Even the Olympics is literally on there. So you can go see that if you're over in Paris. And good for you right
now.
You
want to go over to France right now?
I would kill too. I would fucking absolutely murder someone to go to France.
What are you going to do in France? Like everything, dodge Muslims.
I love it.
Eat a lot of good food.
You
haven't been to France in a while, have you?
Go down to the south of France.
It's south is still good.
Yeah, Sure is.
South is still good.
Sure is.
You can ignore the riffraff.
And for, by the way, if you're not for the Olympics, have you been to a city with an have you been in an Olympics before?
In Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, so
but I was a child. I was like 14.
They'll clean it up. So they'll, no matter where it is, like LA, they'll clean up the city.
Well, we'll see.
So you won't know.
I've been posting a lot of pictures of Muhammad lately.
Okay.
So
you think he might pop up at the Olympics?
We'll see how it goes. He's not going to, no, because I don't think there are children there.
That's
what he's into. But
actually, that story about him banging a 9-year-old is fake for the funniest reason possible.
Which reason?
His followers.
I mean, he married a 6-year-old. That's
no, no, no. That's the fake thing. His followers made fake. That story so that he would seem more devout. That is like there would be no doubt his wife was a virgin.
Oh, God. That's weird.
That's gross.
Yeah,
that's
like that made him sound better at the time.
That kind of feels like Sandusky keeping his ED
right.
himself.
Oh,
didn't age well.
A little breaking news here for sports. Warner Brothers Discovery has made a last minute match for the $1.8 billion offer by Amazon Prime for the NBA. So maybe Charles and the squad could stay there.
Did you see that the WNBA is getting like a $2 billion contract?
They sure did. The ratings are through the roof, my man. They are now profitable.
This is Beanie Babies.
They are now profitable.
They are absolutely not profitable.
Yes, they are.
They are now.
No.
They just became profitable. No. They did with that deal.
What about, I mean, they got $2 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, profit. It's fair enough. They've been losing $50 million a year for 25 years.
You could call my business idea terrible, but if someone walks in and spends $2 billion at it,
yep.
then mm-hmm. I got $2 billion.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm still watching, by the way. I'll admit it. I'm still watching. There's nothing on.
I understand
There's
that, but
nothing
on. Watch a documentary or something. I don't understand. I like legitimately.
I watched Caitlin Clark
documentary
24 and 19. It was entertaining.
I don't understand how you can watch people do bounce passes and layups and think that's entertaining.
I'll tell you why. Unlike the NBA, which I don't watch, it's 42 games. It actually genuinely seems like every game matters for them because it does. Every place is sold out, and it's the energy is always fucking high. And she's doing. I mean, look, Caitlin Clark is doing well, and so is Angel Reese. So, like, yeah, man. I mean, opposed to what else is on, I mean, it's like, more interesting.
People like the MLS.
They
that
do.
Is dog shit soccer.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like there's...
But the games here sold out.
Yeah.
Yes. Somebody asked me about the Austin FC the other day. They were like, hey...
People go to...
It was
people awful. People go to soccer games the same way they go to, like, a concert. They don't really care about the band. They just go to get fucking hammered.
Yeah, I guess.
But
I mean,
makes the crowd good.
Yeah.
And then it seems like it's
the food's
more
good.
Yeah.
Food is
soccer,
good.
Soccer games, the crowd's almost always good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for whatever reason.
Austin, the crowd is good. The food is good there. I just don't want to sit in 118
imagine,
degrees.
Yeah. Like
it's
like
not
an
a
Austin
dome.
FC hooligan.
Yeah.
You've been around for 3 years.
I mean, they would just be mad, but they wouldn't. They would. You would get a heat stroke before you would actually be able to attack somebody.
It's not good.
You would
that
die.
That's true, yeah.
Like the fucking. It's built where the majority of the stands are facing like southwest.
In the sun.
Yeah, right? Gonna, so the sun is right there.
My kids almost died when
the,
I
the
God,
amount of stadiums
sucks
here
so
that,
bad.
That have not taken that into account. It's not a thing anymore because Globe Life it has a yeah. roof, but the old
but
Rangers
Texas,
Stadium.
UT is still like that?
UT is like that. The old Rangers Stadium,
oh,
ballpark in Arlington.
It was horrible.
Completely sun-dressed.
Tennessee's football stadium is like that too.
It's,
the whole
yeah,
thing is exposed to the sun
yeah.
the whole
there's
fucking
no
day.
There's no way you could predict that, right?
I know, right?
Like a
no
literal,
way.
A literal. You could go back in time 4,000 years, 5,000 years. Get someone who built the pyramids in Egypt, and they would be able to.
It
to
might take
do
them
that.
A minute to do the math, but they'd figure it out.
Yeah. They sure would.
Like literally,
God,
sure
damn
would,
it, man.
Breaking news here at the NFL: Jordan Love is going to sit out. He wants a new deal. He wants $50 million a year. Do you give it to him?
Yes,
100%. He's quarterback. Also, LeBron James has just scored like 15 points in the last 4 minutes.
Loser.
Yeah, he's the only one they have. So if he has a bad game, if he has a bad game, it's over for them. Yeah, they're only up by what, 6 points? Jesus
it's
Christ!
All right, well they're not gonna. It's not
fucking taste it, Germany.
Yeah.
Get some.
Yeah, 6 points to Germany.
You know we barely won D-Day too.
1 point to South Sudan.
I don't know about all that.
It was on the. It was a thin line. Things could have gone wrong.
Anything could go wrong, but everything did go wrong. We dropped out of the. Four landing zones, only one of them had the actual personnel in it that were supposed to be there, right?
For airborne,
yeah.
Yeah. That went as wrong as it could have gone.
It's one of them went right. I think it was the Canadians got it right.
Probably.
I think. And we both of ours, the 101st and the 82nd, were just all over the fucking
the
place.
The British first, I think, too. Was
yeah, the British first was all over the place, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Packers said they're optimistic, so they think this deal is going to get done.
I'm selling my Packers stock. They're absolutely.
As an owner, I'm selling my Packers stock.
They'll absolutely sign him. Jordan Love is a top fucking 10 quarterback in the league. And to be honest, there's only about 15 that are any good.
I know. Maybe so less than that.
It's like quarterback in the NFL now is like a college football coach. If you've got a good one, you just got to deal with it.
Yep. They have all the hype in the world going into this season, and I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs will do it.
A fucking running back? No,
I think Green Bay ends up being a soft 10. Soft 10 win team.
I think they win 12, 13 games.
I get 10. I don't think 10 or 11.
I don't think they win the division.
That Green Bay team's 8-9.
No.
That's retarded.
We'll see.
That's the Lions division now.
I'm going to keep this tape.
Yeah, you should.
We'll play it when you the Packers should. Miss the playoffs.
And then the Bengals president has said a Jamar Chase contract is unlikely this season. That's a mistake to piss that guy off.
Yeah, I mean, so of the wide receivers we've seen come out and have immediate success in the NFL, to a degree that others haven't done it before, you're talking about Calvin Johnson, Justin Jefferson, and Jamar Chase, right?
Pretty much. Well, Puka, I guess.
Yeah, Puka, but he wasn't even a fucking high draft pick. Right? Nobody even knew who that guy was.
Was he even drafted?
Yeah.
I think he was like third round, fourth round, maybe. Sure. So, like, that's not too – it's the NFL, right? You can get deals down there, but nobody knew who he was. But over the last, like, 15, 20 years, it's Calvin Johnson and those other two guys.
Yeah,
right?
In terms of dudes who seem like it's sustainable. Yeah. Like, Puka's only done it for 1 year. Yeah. They've been doing it for years.
And Calvin Johnson, I guess you should put Mike Evans in that, too, because he's had 11,000-yard seasons in a row now.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Right now he's a Hall of Famer, yeah. Yes. He's got a ring, too.
He could retire tomorrow.
But, like, I'm talking about dudes who are elite and make the team better, mm-hmm. not just people that are catching balls. Man, you can't. How do you let fucking Jamar Chase go? How do you even let it come to this?
I don't know, but I understand everybody wanting to get the money because we're now in the new schedule this year where they're playing 18 games. Yeah. Your chances of getting hurt are very, very high now, and especially playing all over the fucking world and not training properly and being in different stadiums and shit. I mean, they got the fucking Eagles down in Brazil the opening night, for Christ's sake.
Hate that.
Hate it.
It's dumb.
Hate it,
dude. Is Brazil hot in September?
I don't even know.
You're asking if the rainforest is hot in summertime?
But yeah, dude. And then the new kickoff rule. Everybody keeps talking about that.
I forgot about that, actually.
I haven't really looked into it. Is it like Arena League football? That's what I heard.
No, it's like, I think it's like the XFL. I think they stole the XFL's kickoff rule.
You just like take the ball at the 25 or what?
No, it's like a really short kick or something like that. I don't remember. I'm watching the last.
It's like a punt? What do you mean?
No, it's a kick, but it's like from a much shorter distance so that, I don't know. I really don't. I would have
less incentive to return the ball.
It says, know your rule, because buckle up, the NFL kickoffs are going to look a lot. So it is adopted from the XFL, actually, with the goal of reducing injuries and increasing the number of kickoff returns. Instead of running at full speed toward each other, Braveheart style, no one other than the kicker can move until the ball touches the ground or touches the player. The rule is currently approved for 1 year. But it's already affecting team strategy and personnel. And the Steelers, who signed return specialist Cordell Patterson, also floated putting Justin Fields back there. Strange, man. Justin Tucker said he's beefed up because he's anticipating tackling more people. So he's put on some muscle this year.
Hell yeah. More kicker injuries. Let's go.
Yeah,
That's what we need.
That's the chaos the NFL needs. Just missed field goals left and right. Things are getting too comfortable. Harrison Butker's hitting every fucking 55-yarder he takes. It's bullshit.
Ban on drop tackles. Hip drop tackles. I forgot about that, too, man. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. That's going to fuck up. You know how many instant replays you're going to have because of this shit?
Not just instant replays, but is it a penalty and an ejection? Is it, like, targeting or something? Or what's the – like, how are they enforcing it? Is it just a penalty?
Using the tackle, which occurs when a defender wraps up a ball carrier, rotates his hips – and drops his weight onto the ball carrier's legs, will result in a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down. That's a fucking massive penalty.
So you can do everything. So it's legal until you fall on their legs?
Yes.
Okay.
But how do you Full speed? How do you even try to figure that out?
If you just gonna have to follow through with it. You have to sling them instead of landing on them.
Yeah.
The same way with the quarterback tackles now, where if you fucking fall down on top of the guy after you tackle him, that's a penalty. Or you can just fucking pick him up and throw him, and that's fine.
You're about to have 4-hour games here. The other
they don't care about that.
They want it for us.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, that's the we've talked this before on the show.
But the NFL is the one sport that can get away with it.
That
game could be 8 hours long and people would stay the whole
fucking
time.
And they fucking do, dude. That's got money on it. People whine about baseball being long back in the day, but it's like these football games are getting longer.
Baseball got it right,
but think about how, there used to be only 16, now let's say there's 17, then 18 games. Two, the way that people watch it. Yeah, there's some amount, there's 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people in the stands sometimes. But the other people that are watching are sitting in their truck at a tailgate, or they're at home watching on their couch, with just walking around during the day, barbecuing and doing other stuff. A long NFL game doesn't stop anybody from watching.
No, and
they should make it 4 hours.
Or they're
to
on their fucking phone. It's like, okay, I'll wait for the next play now. All right, sweet. All
or
right.
You're using Red Zone or whatever. Yeah. So the league also expanded the use of replay, now permitting reviews of plays where the quarterback was ruled down by contact or out of bounds before throwing a pass. Holy shit, these games are going to be fucking forever.
Too complicated on that.
Teams can also earn a third challenge after winning their first, so you can get more challenges now.
That makes
now.
More sense.
Yeah, but that's going to slow down the game, too. If you have three challenges...
If you get them right, though, that just means the refs suck.
It does, but the refs are always hit and miss.
I think that they should add special good boy points for if you don't use any challenges. That's a certain amount of points you get at the end of your score.
Oh, a little good boy, but you get a little treat?
Good boy points, yeah.
Yeah.
Your timeouts roll over, too.
Yeah.
Fuck, they changed the trade deadline, too. So it's week 9.
Great. Sure. Nobody trades anything anyway.
And emergency quarterbacks are on the 53-man roster. That's necessary.
Yeah, if you want to trade for Josh Dobbs.
Got to get him, dude. You got to get dobbed up. Baseball trade deadline is upon us.
I'm looking through, like, the biggest NFL trade deadline mid-season pickups ever.
of use?
Number one is Jalen Ramsey in 2019 for the Rams. And that one I agree with.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a great player. 49ers getting McCaffrey. That's probably a good one.
Oh, fuck. That's number one. They went to the Super Bowl.
But number three is the 49ers getting Jimmy G in the midseason from the Patriots. Who fucking cares? That didn't do anything.
Not that year, yeah.
Yeah, but not even to, like, he, I mean, it, Jimmy G was not a difference maker on any of those teams.
He made the Super Bowl.
He made the Super Bowl, yeah. Or the team made the Super Bowl, but so did this fucking
10-point
lead. So did Brock Purdy, dude.
I know. But I'm saying, he played well for the Niners.
The year that they actually won
Let's not hurt our Brock Purdy case here.
No.
The year they actually won the Super Bowl, 2021, the Rams got Von Miller at the deadline.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That was a huge one, too.
I think that's kind of the.
But that's it. Like, the rest of these. Amari Cooper in 2018 for the Cowboys, they got bounced in the first round of the playoffs. Jay Ajayi in 2017 for the Eagles, they won the next year, I guess, but it wasn't because of him, right? In 18, how big of a part of that Super Bowl team was he?
I just remember him running like a duck. Not too much, though. Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah. The point of it is, very rare is there a needle mover at the deadline in the NFL.
What about in the MLB?
Well, always.
Right.
And Carlos Beltran back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
No, if he got traded in 2017, though, he was on that Super Bowl team that won in 2018, where he won in 2018.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, but was he a big part of it? I don't remember Jay Ajayi being, like, a huge part of that Super Bowl team.
But, yeah, no, it was kind of a running back by committee. LeGarrette Blount was on that team.
Yeah, you guys had, like, four running backs. Anyways, baseball.
Is Vlad Guerrero getting traded?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he and Bichette have to go.
I think it's time for the Blue Jays to tear it down. It didn't work. It's time to go. Yeah, okay. It's time to just rebuild for the Blue Jays.
The Braves just signed Whit Merrifield. Merrifield. I don't know why. I guess we don't have anybody left, but he's sub Mendoza line. What the fuck?
You're fucking out.
They just need bodies at this point.
Yeah, they just need somebody to stand at second base, but I think...
I don't know if you saw this, but both Max Fried and Ozzie Albies went on the IL this weekend.
I did.
Yeah. But also, as I predicted last week, Nacho Alvarez has been added to the roster today.
Yep.
He's the best player in our farm system right now. He's a shortstop that will very likely be the shortstop of our future.
Cassianos had another...
Nacho Alvarez. Yeah. And then we have another one called Perdomo, who's 17 right now. He'll be ready at like 20, 27. So I think they'll be second base and shortstop combo, probably for a good 8-10 year period.
My child's favorite players on the trading block, Jazz Chisholm Jr. down
chance
there.
There's a chance they grab him and put him at second base, maybe, right?
Yep.
Or put him in left field.
So MLB.com right now has him listed as a second baseman.
Yeah, I mean, he came up as a second baseman. He played a little bit of shortstop, and now he plays center field.
His name is Jizz Chasm.
Jizz Chasm, yeah.
So what do you think you guys are going to do, sell?
I don't think the Braves have ever sold at the deadline.
Well, I mean, right now, they're saying Dodgers, Yankees, Orioles, and Phillies, will they go all in to boost their World Series? Because those are the top four teams.
The Orioles should try to get an arm.
The Orioles need an arm.
They need an arm, yeah. But they're good.
And they have so many people in their young core they could probably
The Dodgers need bottom of the lineup help. And their rotation is fucking banged up. I don't know what their expectation is so far as Bueller coming back, Clayton Kershaw coming back. Everybody's banged up right now.
I think Kershaw should be back this year.
Supposed to, but we haven't seen him yet. He's throwing the ball, but I don't think he's pitching yet.
I mean, they have that division locked up. They'll let him take his time.
Oh, yeah. There's no reason to rush it.
The Dodgers will be big buyers. The Yankees will be buyers. I think they're
I think the Orioles will be they should be the biggest buyers because they've got a massive fucking young core right now. They've got Jackson Holliday also coming up, who I wouldn't trade, but there's four other dudes that are top 100 prospects.
They have the number one farm system
in baseball. Absolutely should they should get young. They should trade those prospects for young, established, like maybe even all-star caliber players that they can sign to like 5 to 7 year deals as soon as they get them.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, where they got better. Like, they got good before they thought they were going to?
Yes.
They
made the playoffs a year before they thought they were
The average position player age is, like, 24 years old right now. It's ridiculous over there.
The only thing with the Orioles, though, in terms of, like, being big buyers, is that they don't need – they need to make a big move, but they don't need a lot of moves.
No.
So they will probably just make maybe even just one for, like, Crochet.
Yeah, Crochet would be good. He's 25.
Yeah, and that might be it. Like, really, they might just do one thing and maybe a bullpen arm. Like, they don't have a lot of holes, whereas a team like – the Braves or the Astros, who are going to be buyers at the deadline, have more holes to plug and would probably be making more moves. How big those moves will be, I don't know. Presumably the Astros, I think they might want another one because their window is getting tighter and tighter. Not that they haven't done a lot with it, because they've done a ton with their championship window. They've won two. They've been to 8 straight American League Championship Series. Like, they should be happy. But if they want to try to get one or two more with the core that they have, they're going to need to make big moves. They have like 5 starting pitchers on the IL right now. They're going to need to make moves. The Yankees, I think, are the favorite for Vlad Guerrero. Mm-hmm. They probably don't need rotation help. Where would the Phillies plug gas? I know you guys have a lot of injuries right now, but I don't think
bullpen help would be nice. And they need position players. They need somebody to play left field.
I think we're the most well-rounded team in baseball, probably.
Right now, I would agree. I mean, injuries aside,
Our injuries, we're not that bad anymore. Everyone's kind of came back, except, I mean, Real Muto.
There's nothing in the rotation, so it would really just be maybe a bat or just bullpen.
Definitely some bullpen, yeah.
Yeah. The Braves need an outfielder. Maybe a pitcher. The bullpen's great. The bullpen's pretty good to go.
Sorry, that childish line got me. Not a belly itcher.
Yeah, I think this would be a great pickup for the Orioles. So right now their third baseman is Ramon Urias. He is 30. He's the oldest guy on their team, actually, at 30.
Ship him.
There's a dude over in Tampa Bay who I think are going to be sellers this year. His name's Isaac Paredes, and he's got an 803 OPS. He's 25 years old, 16 bombs. He's playing on a shit team, and he's putting up good numbers. Doesn't strike out that much. And 600, he's on pace for 560 at-bats. He's going to strike out 109 times.
Here's the thing with the Rays.
That's the kind of guy that I fucking pick up for sure.
Here's the thing with the Rays, though, is that you just shouldn't trade with the Rays.
Yeah, well.
And here's the thing with the Rays. Fucked. The Rays just shouldn't be a franchise.
I agree they should move. Get them the fuck out of Tampa.
The Rays are like if you had a card game and there's one guy that always cheats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand how Florida is like the third biggest state in the country and cannot. Like, they don't care about most.
It's hard to get to
they don't care
stadium.
About sports down there.
It's hard to get to that stadium.
Yeah, that stadium's easy.
Well, they're building a new one.
But let me ask you this, though. There's a rumor that Austin is on the table for a baseball team. Is that true or not?
That is true.
That is true, yeah. It's between – there's going to be three new teams. No, two new teams and one team is moving. So Oakland's moving.
Yes.
Probably to Vegas.
Yep.
But that's not technically solidified yet.
Not only is Oakland probably moving to Vegas, but they are literally definitely leaving Oakland.
They're definitely leaving Oakland. Yeah. Then there's two expansion teams that are happening, and they're going to end up in Salt Lake City, Austin, or Nashville, respectively. So three.
Portland also on the list.
Portland's not.
I agree that Portland's the least realistic, but they are on the list.
Yeah, put a dome here, right? Can we do that? Can we all agree that there should be a dome in Austin?
I think the team would probably go in San Marcos and not in Austin, to be honest.
God damn it. Why?
Or Round Rock, maybe. Los Angeles. But not here.
Los Angeles did that bullshit, and I think it would fuck up the Round Rock Express, It's a beautiful stadium out there.
Where would you put it in downtown Austin?
You can't. Because there's no traffic-wise, there's nothing.
East Austin, over near the airport, there's plenty of room over there.
It would have to be...
And you could build up a bunch of shit. You could build an Alpharetta around that stadium.
Why are we expanding, though? Just like... move some teams like the Rays, they're gone. Move them here.
Royals,
the Angels.
I think the Marlins should get moved.
Marlins need to be ejected from Miami. If that city can't support that team, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, send them somewhere else. The Royals are good.
Miami aren't good sports fans.
No, they're not.
They're not. Like,
you could move all those teams from Miami, Dolphins, including the University of Miami.
Like, if you like, the Dolphins don't sell out half the time.
No, and the University of Miami plays in that same stadium, so that doesn't feel like college.
Since the early 2000s, after Dorsey left and everything, they've been playing in front of empty stadiums, more or less.
When we went at one time.
Yeah, it was like half empty. It was like the second game of the year.
We got 60 tickets together on the fucking 25-yard line that week for all of our listeners.
Definitely.
And it was a blast.
Get rid of the Blue Jays. Like, bring them to America.
Yeah, I don't think
Canada
they should
doesn't
be
need
there,
a
yeah.
team.
No.
Or they don't need an NBA team. They don't deserve anything. Canada doesn't deserve anything.
Thank God there wasn't a Canadian city on that expansion team list, because, dude, putting one in.
What
like,
would it be? Calgary?
Vancouver.
Vancouver, maybe.
Yeah,
they talked about that with MLS as well. They wanted to put a team in Vancouver to have a rivalry.
They
with
have
Vancouver
a team
in Seattle.
The Vancouver Whitecaps.
Oh, the Whitecaps.
Yeah.
Did they expand up there?
I'm almost positive MLS team.
Because they wanted
the Whitecaps.
Yeah, they wanted to put. They wanted to have like a city rivalry. So now
Seattle,
the Canucks, and now the fucking Squids or whatever the fuck they are. I don't even know what they are.
Kraken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they
do well.
Then they wanted to throw a baseball team up there as well.
I'm fine with hockey.
Seattle is a great sport. It's a big piece of shit as that city is now. It's a really good sports town. Everything is sold out always. I've been to football games, soccer games, baseball, basketball, everything.
They reacted well to hockey too. Like they took to that team.
I haven't been to any
quickly.
Hockey games, but yeah.
I'll be pissed if they put the Austin baseball team in San Marcos, just because like
it would make sense.
It would make sense.
The so ultimate super city if San Antonio and Austin merge.
They've always wanted that dream to happen.
I mean, it would. Frankly, Austin should, or maybe in Kyle and Austin, Kyle becomes part of Austin proper. Right, that's another way to do that.
It sucks that they can't put it downtown, but like traffic wise, it's just totally unfeasible.
They could do it if it was 15 years from now, maybe, but right now, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, you would have to be next to 35, or like you said, most likely probably out by Coda.
Just
if it was an Austin only team,
keep it away from the domain.
Yeah, yeah, fuck that. But Coda would be all right out there. There's a lot of land out there.
And then you build a, like you said, like a battery or there's a bunch of teams that have that type of
shit. Yeah, St. Louis has one now.
Oh, Texas Live.
Texas Live.
Ballpark Village
here.
In St. Louis.
Yeah, Ballpark Village.
Yeah.
I mean, Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
There's a million of them.
Yeah, that's what
that's kind of the standard now is to build something like that when you build a new stadium. So the only place I can think of in Austin where you would even be able to do it is over there.
And at the very
least...
And
there's no room in downtown Tennessee for this shit either. As a matter of fact, Ross and I have a bunch of friends who are trying to buy bars and property and all kinds of stuff down there, and it is
Nashville.
A fucking nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
It is an absolute nightmare. You can't tear anything down because it's an historic city.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where they would put it. Because they're trying to relocate rebuild their fucking football stadium right now too, and I heard that maybe they want to put it down there somewhere.
Because all their two stadiums are
they're
the Predators play
close,
down.
Yeah, they're
downtown,
close.
Right?
So they want to put a baseball stadium down there too. Maybe they can do it. I don't know. But I think if I had to choose between all the available, if you're putting one in Vegas, why? Vegas and Salt Lake City are the same TV market. So why would you do that?
Yeah, there's no right? point.
And there's nobody in fucking Salt Lake City.
And there's nobody in Portland.
Yeah.
Portland, the Portland market is...
Yeah, it sucks, man.
And I actually saw some graphs today on like what each sport's major revenue comes from.
Mm.
And sadly, like the NHL was primarily ticket sales, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, that's never good. It should be TV.
But baseball Ticket sales was second behind local TV revenue. Mm. So ticket sales are a big fucking deal, which means you need to have it in a place with a fair amount of people, with a place that's growing, with a place that has proven to be a sports town. And, I mean, I guess Portland has as good of a case as Austin in terms of being a sports town because they went after their MLS team immediately, and they are seem to be good fans of the Blazers.
But
it's not a big city. It's small, and it's not growing.
It's not even – it's shrinking.
Yeah.
So that's not a good sign. I think two expansion teams, and you put them in Nashville and Austin probably. That's
where my money's at.
That's what makes the most sense.
And
we'll
it doesn't cut into – I don't think they cut into really Rangers and Astros money by doing that.
No. Do you? Here's the question. Do you become a fan of the new Austin team?
Hell yeah.
Or do you stay a fan of the Braves?
No. If Austin's in the American League, hell yeah. Because then I'll just have one in each league and I'm good to go. But I will not do it if they are in the National League.
And what are we going to call this
team? Well, you got two in the American League. Two Texas teams are in the American League, so it would make sense if they were in the National League.
Well, I think it makes more sense that they're in the American League because you help reduce travel, and then maybe you can switch. Mm. Actually, what would be smart, there are not a lot of most of the Western Division teams in the American League are not in the Western time zone or something like that. Or no, maybe it's in that. I don't know. You would need to...
No, it's the American League.
Okay.
Right? Because in the National League, the West is San Diego, L.A.
American League, you would have the Astros, the Rangers.
Yeah, so the Athletics are about to leave.
Yep.
But they'll still be in the Western time zone in Vegas, right? Is that Mountain?
Yeah, it's Western.
Western?
Yeah,
okay. Western, yeah.
But
Salt
Lake City would be Mountain.
Angels, A's, Rangers, and then Houston. So, maybe. We'll see. I'm for it. Last but not least, to close it out here, Jake Paul will be champion of the world one day. Had
of what?
A vicious knockout.
Of what? What are you
Mike
talking
Perry.
About? Mike Perry's never put on boxing gloves before 2 weeks ago.
He's working his way up, dude.
Mike Perry without gloves would have won that fight.
Jake Paul knocked him out.
Bare knuckle.
It was just embarrassing for Mike Perry. He became his own chain that he wore. Next up
on that?
Is 59-year-old Mike Tyson. I didn't spend any money on that. I didn't watch that fight. I knew it was on, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was on. This was the sub-in for the Mike Tyson fallout. So we'll see what happens here. But Jake Paul says he will become champion of the world, and I believe him.
Of what?
I really believe him. Boxing.
There's like eight different fucking
all of it. He's going to win all the weight classes, all the belts.
Well,
he's only
fought one boxer and he lost.
Yeah.
A bad
It was a bad decision, though, guys. And he also had Crab Rangoon the night before.
Oh,
is
that what it was?
Yeah, it's
is
a
that
bad
like,
Rangoon.
Is that like when Biden says he has long COVID?
Yeah, he got gooned up. Yeah. Everybody gets gooned, man. And then it happens.
I have a pitch for the Major League Baseball team for Austin, too. Just have Elon Musk buy him.
Oh, fuck.
Elon Musk is the owner. As the
and the Rockets?
Psychotic
and then
owner.
The Austin Space
then,
Rockets?
Then he starts trolling fucking Cuban.
Yeah, you starts throwing cubes. Or who's a good MLB owner to piss off?
They're all owned by fucking corporations
now. The Steinbrenners, I guess, are still there.
I guess, yeah, and they suck at their job, too.
The Austin Space Rockets would be great.
George
though.
Bush, but
I would also be down with W finally owning a baseball team.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Because that, I mean, that's what he should have been.
Yes.
Instead of president.
He should have been the Major
League Baseball commissioner.
He was a pretty good baseball guy. Yeah.
He loved it.
Condi Rice probably
best first pitch of all time.
For a president, probably, yeah. Nolan Ryan threw the best first pitch
ever.
We
get Condi in on it, too? George W. and Condi?
Nolan Ryan came out at 65 and threw 87 miles per hour.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did you see his statement the other day about pulling pitchers after a certain pitch count?
I didn't, but I can tell you what he said at a fucking training camp I was at one time. He said, your arm will rust before it wears out.
Really?
Yep.
So he goes, they said, how do you feel about the pitch count? He goes, I love it. And he goes, I'm just kidding. It's stupid. He's a fucking animal.
Yeah, he and this guy that was a minor league pitcher, and then he was a relief pitcher for the Rangers back in the day. Tom House was his name. That was his like personal pitching coach all those years. And I used to buy all their fucking tapes. It was VHS back in the day on how to train and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And that was a phrase he used a lot. He goes, "Your arm will rust before it wears out. Don't listen to these people telling you to stop throwing." And he's right. He's right.
I still jack off to Tom Emanski hitting videos.
Here's what's going on now. Dudes are throwing the ball as hard as they can every time and trying to put as much spin on as they can.
So over-gripping.
They're pitching 60% less innings than they used to, and they're getting injured at like a fucking 3,000% higher rate.
Did I see it right that Blake Snell has never pitched into the ninth inning?
That's probably true.
His average was
and he's won a Cy Young?
Five.
He's won two Cy Young?
Yeah. Last year there was like no good. No. Candidate for the site.
I don't know. Imanaga was pretty good. And then was it Justin Steele had a really good year too?
Steele was probably the second best candidate for it. But it was a down year.
Imanaga not going to work.
Sometimes
anymore.
If there's not an MVP or Cy Young caliber just don't player, give it out. Just don't give it out.
Bryce Harper's second MVP in 2021.
Well, I think he deserved that.
No, but. Austin Riley should have won that, obviously, because he's the one that's fucking stepped up when it mattered and hit 400 down the stretch to beat the Phillies and win that division. Anyways,
I wasn't in the playoffs, though.
The Fields medal is only given out like a math medal. It's only given out when it's deserved. Okay. I think that would be fucking dope.
Yeah. Or same with the Heisman. The Heisman needs to just be a quarterback award at this point.
You get some running backs.
You don't. You don't.
Not anymore.
Not really. Not anymore.
Not anymore. How funny would it be, though, to have the MLB commissioner come out and just say, hey, nobody was good enough this year.
So we're shutting it
all
down.
Try harder, guys. And he just walks off the stage.
That's all I want.
Grab your stuff and go home. Yeah. That'd be great.
And then the next year you get two.
Get off my land.
Yeah, get off my fucking land. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. And don't forget to bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I'll be betting on preseason football, the first game of the year, the Hall of Fame game, in 10 days. Because we always bet the under on the Hall of Fame game. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.